Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh.
Hey, what's happening? And Wells,
yes, sir,
is with us from that mound of richness.
Yes, that mound of Richmond.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not?
I'm drinking some really good stuff today.
Oh, well, man, must be nice. I don't know what that's like at all tonight.
No, not at all. So I told you I was going to save my thing until episode two because it kind of ties in with what we typically talk about on episode two. Just video games and beer. So I went to Super Abari. I have yet to go.
Did they reopen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Super Abari.
Yes, Super Abari. They are kind of in the plaza-ish area.
Okay.
The Belmont area of Belmont. If you want to be
really technical.
I mean, but I don't like that term because to me Belmont is on the west side, out past the airport.
Yeah,
like that's an actual town.
Yeah, no, it's not the town of Belmont.
Right? No, I get it. Yeah, yeah. I just don't. Yeah.
So not too far from the house, like, you know, 15 minutes is the crow flies. So
then you walked it in like 3 minutes.
No,
because of how fast you walked.
I'm fast as fuck, boy. But what was crazy is that place doesn't open until 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Went and met a buddy. He got off at 5. I got off at 5. Got to take care of the dog. So I'm like, let's let traffic die down. Let's do 6. By the time I got there, there was one parking spot left in the parking lot.
Wow.
And by the time he got there, he was already having to use a satellite lot. By the time I left at 8 o'clock. That place was almost fucking packed.
Awesome.
And it's open until 2 in the morning.
I love that.
They are printing fucking money left and right.
I mean, it's...
it's so cool that they are.
It was such a neat spot before they got bumped out.
Yes.
I'm glad to see they're having success.
Oh, this is like... it's, you know, obviously, number one, their own building. Like,
yeah.
There's nobody attached to them.
It's awesome.
They bring a food truck in every night. They have probably... double, if not triple, the amount of machines now than what they had, and nothing is more than 50 cents to play.
So great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Tap beer wasn't great, like, it, for me.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't have anything I wanted, so I had to do the canned stuff, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure the taps rotate out and everything, but it was some birdsong stuff and some just stuff I didn't want, to be honest, so... it's like, yeah, they got HDR. I'll take HDR and I'll enjoy it. They do have a beer that they are making with Dissolver that is an Italian Pils that I did take a sip of, and it was actually pretty good.
So I have been... Dissolver is kind of weird. We didn't bother going when we were up there in Asheville last weekend or whatever, but there's a lot of their stuff that I really enjoy, but I feel like they're now kind of going all in on the gluten-free sour. Like, Grant's got a Baja Blast, and I'm like, I don't want that, man.
That's weird.
Like, the peanut butter and jelly, like, that's okay as a niche kind of thing, but I don't want it all the time. But like, their Helles, their Kolsch, their lagers, that stuff is, they're great at those beers.
Yeah, that is so an Italian Pils really good.
Sounds amazing, and I bet it's a great beer for a Super Abari because you can drink it and not get trashed. But it also actually tastes like something.
Exactly. Wells, I know you'd been to Abari. Did you ever make it out to Super before you left here?
See, I only made it to Super Abari. I never went to regular Abari.
Oh, you never made it to the OG. Huh. Okay.
Correct.
Well, the jerks were called.
Okay. I don't answer unknown phone numbers.
Fair enough. So what did you think of it when you went?
Oh, dude, I had a really freaking great time. I mean, spent several hours there, and at that point, I was probably in my Fernet and PBR era, so I wasn't drinking canned beer. I was drinking swill.
Yeah. I mean, the several hours part, yes, I am right there with you. Like, I'm thinking after football is over, that'd be a hell of a place to just hang out on a Sunday and just play some video games all Sunday. Have some nice beer. Or at least beer that's serviceable.
Give me some of those mid-90s arcade games. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, they got them galore, my man. There was some Spider-Man up in there. There was some Golden Axe up in there.
Golden Axe.
God, I forgot how frustrating that game is, too. God, that game is just an ass kicker. But they had that in there. No, I didn't see Devastator.
One of the two guys that just run up the screen the whole time, and you like you shoot, and you have like, you know, like that.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I wish I had bad news.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of Data East stuff in there.
That sucks.
But I mean, you also have to think like they're curating these machines.
No, like, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. But like the Data East stuff, like to me, had like the best sound of all.
Oh yeah.
Bad so, news, RoboCop.
Here's something that's gonna blow your fucking mind because it blew mine. Modern video game stand-up shit, like pinball, sure, rhythm games, all of that shit. You know what they come with now? Headphone ports. So you can plug your own headphones in so your music isn't blaring throughout the arcade and you are in your own little world.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought that was really cool. Like, I don't want to listen to you play your Doki Doki Yaki Yaki Fuki Blah Blah Blah.
So if that's so that I can block everybody else out, that's one. Okay, that makes a little more sense to me. I was thinking of it more in terms of like, I could do Dance Dance Revolution and nobody could hear me or hear the music, but I guess it makes more sense where you're coming from.
Yeah. I don't have to listen to your weird stuff.
But also, like, that was always some of the fun of the big arcade, was just hearing Donkey Kong and Pac-Man.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
All of that stuff.
I mean, you still hear it. Like, the old school machines don't have that option. So right. Somebody's playing some of that stuff. But, like, the modern pinball and the modern stuff. I realize it, but I'm sitting there playing the pinball thing, and I look over and I see this lady playing a machine, and then she unplugs, and I was like, holy shit. And so I go look, and yeah, sure enough, there's a 3.5 jack on it. I was like, I'll be damned.
I mean, if you're going to raw dog somebody's 3.5 jack, you do you, boo.
I mean, it's a clean jack.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But I don't know how much the kiddo is into video games. And like the vintage stuff, sure. I know one of them is, and one of them, yeah, whatever. But I think,
yeah, it was,
they're now of drinking age. They'd have a blast.
I mean, like, it's hilarious now that my kids both are drinking age, and every now and then I'll get a text, be like, "Oh, hey, we're at this bar. You should try blah blah blah." Or especially my youngest, because he's here local, and he's like, "Oh yeah, hey, we went to Heist." I'm like, I kind of hate you because you're like super close to Heist.
Yeah.
And now I want pizza really bad, but
yeah, I think it would be fun. Like, all right, you know, I was telling my kiddo about it and he's like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, now we can finally go because you're of drinking age.
Yeah, it's a bar. Yeah.
It's a bar.
I mean, like, honestly, like, and I know I've told the story before, but we go back to Indiana and so this quote unquote Christmas, we're going in November, but like, whatever. Both of the kids are like, I want to go. And I'm like, okay, well, that's aggressive, but whatever. They're like, yeah. Because now we can drink. And we want to go to like the liquor stores and see all the stuff that you used to go into. We'd have to wait out in the car for. And I'm like, yeah, no, that
tracks.
That tracks. I'm an awful father. I'm sorry.
You are. And Wells has got some summer kids out there somewhere that miss these opportunities. Anyways, on to the news. We have had craft beer week here in Charlotte for a very long time, and then it kind of went away.
Since we started doing the show.
Even like, before then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was before then, but I mean, like, ever since we've been doing the show, it's at least been around.
Yeah. So we are now officially have named October the NC Beer Month. So it's not just a week. It's an entire month of celebrating North Carolina beer.
In fairness, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
The Royal we did.
The Royal
you and Josh and I did not.
Yes. Well, Josh did do this.
No, you didn't do a shit.
It wasn't this Josh, but a Josh did do this.
A Josh.
Yes.
Which Josh?
Josh.
Damn it, Josh.
Yeah, so we are now officially in NC Beer Month. I don't know. Just thought it was cool. So, little quick side note. As we get into the actual...
But like, honestly, like, you know, when I think about Craft Beer Week, I think about, like, the heyday... You know, that like 2013 to like 2017 era where.
Oh, I mean, this used to be like.
The scene was huge. Everybody, like Fridays were always fun because we would all get on Twitter and like, yeah, you know, like message each other and make fun of each other. And then Craft Beer Week would come around and like Josh and I and whoever was on the show at the time, you know, we'd go to like Noda or Birdsong or whatever, and we'd make a beer and it would, you know, get dropped somewhere. Like, it was a huge, huge deal.
Oh yeah, sold out Vintner, and we sold our original very first one. We sold out Birdsong's old tap room in like an hour.
Yeah, well, no. The Heady Topper clone that we made at Birdsong sold out in, I think, 28 minutes.
28, okay.
The brunch stout that we made the following year, we had a keg at Birdsong, we had a keg at the Vintner. That one sold out in 35 minutes. And then the following year was the Girl Scout cookie stout. And that one was, I think, 38 minutes. Like, you know, they would start pouring the glasses for everybody because they know they would just sell through it like crazy. Yeah. Like, it was so much fun.
It was.
I miss those days.
I do too.
But I can't hang with those days anymore.
No.
So what does Craft Beer Week look like now?
I don't really know because we're not going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about SIBA.
Okay. Well, sorry anybody that wanted to know anything about that. I was really trying to like give you the lead there, Josh, but since you're not going to take it.
No, I'm not, because we were going to talk about SIBA.
Yeah, Craft Beer Week, really October 17th through October 26th. It really is just a bunch of like neighborhood bar brewery crawls. I don't see the big special events. Like, I remember the night that
there used to be breakfasts at Duckworth's. Like, there was curated beer breakfasts that you would go to because everybody would be fucking hungover.
Breakfasts.
Now look, the beer breakfast, like, Josh, I hate to be like just throwing water on this, but like the beer breakfasts were Event Horizon releases in November, December.
Okay.
Like, I was part of that beer breakfast thing. So that was,
I thought that was a SIBA thing.
I just remember there being like, nope. a special event with a brewery in town almost every night. I remember going to the Vintner and spending a couple hours there, you know, hanging out with people, drinking beer, having fun, you know, fun kegs that were on tap. And then going over to like Custom Home Pubs because Oscar Blues was doing an event. Like, yep. You know, like,
I mean, dude, like how many, like the 2 years that we were doing our releases at Vintner, I don't think I'd ever seen more people in that fucking store than absolutely when we were doing it. That place was fucking packed.
But that also
was like a club.
That was a time and a place that I think has long come and gone. And I don't know that we could manage that again.
And I don't know that I would ever want to again.
Well, you're kind of a monster.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, Craft Beer Week isn't what it is. SIBA, I think we all kind of forgot they exist. But they did their rewards.
They got a rewards program. If you get the SIBA credit card right now, this is a sponsored content. If you get the SIBA MasterCard, you can get 3%
so much.
Okay, bye. All
right. Shut up.
Josh hates me.
I do. Anyway, so yeah, SIBA has some rewards that they have given out.
Some rewards? Come on, Josh, you got this. The word is award. Oh my gosh, he's so good. Oh my god.
Dude, it's been a day. Award. It is awards, not rewards.
Tell me more about the SIBA rewards, Josh. Oh.
I hate it here. Just read. All right. Coughing fit.
Can you scroll up or give me something better than like what I see right now? Okay, there you go. West Coast. All right, this year's winners. West Coast.
There we go.
Cabarrus Brewing won for Rocky River IPA. All right.
Oh yeah.
Congrats on that.
Sure.
Birdsong got silver for Wild Wild West.
Okay.
Wild Wild West.
For Hazy IPA, Model A won for Tiga Haze. I'm assuming they're in Tiga K.
Yeah, I was about to say, who is that?
Yeah, cause I mean, Tiga K is right there by Fort Mill Rock Hill.
Yeah.
Middle James won for Talk to Me Jews. Sure.
Yeah.
Birdsong won for Best Light Lager with Rewind. Seaboard got silver for their Fest beer. Dark lager wise, Seaboard had a Doppelbach. Looking for pale wheats, keep scrolling. Sour, no. Ghostface Brewing, where are they? Okay. Protagonist won for Barrel Aged Barley Wine, Barrel Aged Copernicus with Vanilla.
We've had that on the show, right?
We have. It's an excellent beer. Town got silver for their Legacy Blend 1. Best in Show, Seaboard's Doppelbach. They didn't have that when we were there.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, I would love to try this.
Yeah. So, you know, congrats.
Yeah, don't know that it'll make me ever go back to Seaboard, but hey.
I would go back, not so much for the Seaboard, but for that pickle pizza. Because that was really good.
I want the pickle pizza. I don't care about the beer.
There's no reason a pickle pizza should make sense.
Oh, it doesn't, but it's good. Yeah.
So good.
It is good.
All right, what else you got, Josh?
This is really more for Mr. Wells, but it does impact everybody. So, Wells, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, well, okay. So this is absolutely not just for me. This is we're getting political. So because we record on a little bit of a delay, I don't know if the government shutdown that's currently going on is going to continue when, when this episode airs, but obviously there are a lot of government, there's a lot of the federal government's being shut down now in this budgetary issue. But one thing that's really shit. I mean, this is affecting the craft beer industry in a big way. I got to take these headphones off. I'm sorry.
You're good. Use your words, Wells.
I know. All right.
I believe in you.
So it is a local article about Brainstorm Brew House in Richmond, Virginia. Basically, they are trying to get their new location up and running, but because of the shutdown and the TTB, the Trade and Tax Bureau that's oversees the craft beer industry, like they aren't able to get like their new facility approved. And in fact, if you are a craft brewery that's trying to roll out new product at the moment, and you need label approval to get that new product approved, you're in a holding pattern. You're in a standstill. So there's not going to be any new beer coming out so long as this shutdown occurs. Either people have gotten beer approved prior to this, or just nothing. There's no innovation in the craft beer space.
Yeah.
Politics notwithstanding, that's a bad deal.
Yeah, it is. Perhaps we've had this before, and this has happened. I will say this is not political party adjacent, like who's in power, yada yada. But I mean, this does happen from time to time.
It's happened before.
Yeah, this is not the first time. I mean, I guess in theory, we're looking at, so we're in October, so these would be like what, the wintery types of a thing if you didn't already have pre-label approval that you're probably trying to push through before.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, if you've got, I'm looking at the beer on the floor here.
Yeah.
You've got the Zilicoa, you know, open fermented bitter, which is really excellent, Wells, and I'm sorry you're missing it.
Oh, I'm good. Trust me on this. I am.
But if you've got, you know, like if you're doing that beer again, you're fine. But if you wanted to do like a different version of that, the coffee.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a bad choice, but
No. Totally get your point. Or like I said, like if you've got, you know, I hate to pick on them, but you're another half or you're a Vale and you're trying to get a new beer out that might just be the same beer with a different label behind it. I guess you're going to use the old label this time.
I mean, whether it's the other half or the Vale or anybody, you know, or really like Burial. Burial, you know, they throw word salad on their labels, you know, and now they might have to make a beer for a second time. And the good news is, you know, maybe they wrote down the recipe and they're okay, but who knows?
Who knows? Hopefully.
Who knows?
But you know, the other thing too, and I don't think Wells, you didn't, if you brought this up, I apologize, but loan approval. Like if you are a small business and you're trying to get loan approval, a lot of that stuff, depending on how you're getting it funded, obviously, if you're, you know, going through a traditional way versus some of that other, I mean, there's all kinds of things that can be affecting the beer world in the shutdown. It's not just one thing. To Wells's point, like you're trying to get permits, you're trying to get label approval, might trying to be getting funding. This is never good, but it does happen time to time. This is not the first. This is not the last. Hopefully this one's short is, I guess, all you can really say.
After we're in our third week right now of government shutdown. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, Wells, who knows? By the time this episode comes out, it could be over. I'm not holding my breath that it will be, but
yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I don't know how long this is going to go on. It doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And it doesn't affect at least our day to day. I mean, we talked about on the last show about that CO2 is more affecting our day to day.
Right.
And I know that we have on hand like labels for our next 2 months. That's just how we kind of order things. But
This is going to really. Can I ask you a question?
No. Yeah.
You cannot ask him any questions.
Good.
This is the Craft Beer Cast, not the Craft Question Quest.
Question Quest.
I sound like you now.
You do.
More about those rewards.
Fuck off. I know you can't really speak to a ton of this, and you tell me what you're comfortable with answering, what you're not comfortable with answering, but let's pretend that this goes for another 2 months. Do those labels that you have already printed out, do you guys just chuck them? Do you save them?
No, of course not. No.
Okay.
Once they get label approval by the federal government, like we are clear to use, to reprint, to whatever, as much as.
Right. No. I know that part, but like, do you have stuff in the hopper that you are waiting to get approved and this is affecting that yet? Or have you not gotten to that point yet?
We haven't gotten to that point yet just because we're currently like 2 months ahead.
Right. And that's, I guess, maybe the better way to ask this is like for a brewery your size, the shutdown would probably have to continue for another couple of months before you would really feel any effect from it. But and ultimately, at the end of the day, it just means you can't release new beer. All your old stuff could come back out.
Oh, yes. No, for Bugatti. And Josh was like, yes, please.
Purple Bugatti.
Oh, no. Got a white Bugatti coming through.
Oh, no.
But that's probably like 10%. You know, like the purple one's the strong one.
It's definitely not.
Well, it's white. So is there a, and we're getting into inside baseball here, but at the Vale, is there a tier system for colors on the cars for the hazy IPAs, like purple, red, white, blue?
I don't know about what the naming system is, but I know there's like a Miata, Ferrari, Bugatti tier in terms of what the strength is. And I think the white, red, whatever is hop profile.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know, so again, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the shutdown, if it's going to continue, if it's not going to continue, who knows. We'll get there when we get there, I guess.
All right, yeah, so it's not affecting like the Vale specifically, but it's about to affect a whole lot of people. Like
I was saying, this got
to
be
like brainstorm, like just trying to say like, oh, we have a new location now, except they're pouring nothing but guest taps there.
Is that the place that we went to?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought that name was familiar.
Yeah, Brainstorm, they're sharing a space. They're looking to move out onto their own, but now they can't serve their own beer at their new space because they because the location hasn't gotten approved by the TTV. It's just so freaking weird. So, like, how you can be a brewery and have a location that's has 20 taps available and you can't pour one of your beers on tap yet. It's just insane to me.
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Isn't that weird?
All right, so we haven't just, we've abandoned the break idea, I guess. We're just fucking done with it at this point, but.
All right, we're just going to buy, no buy.
Yeah, we're just going to rock it.
John, so. You can tell us buy, no buy.
Well, I'd like to let Mr. Wells go first.
Oh boy.
All right, Josh doesn't feel like working tonight. Big shock. Wells, can you tell us about buy,
no
buy?
No, I will tell us about buy, no buy. Wells can tell us about what he is drinking. Jesus, I mean,
I'm trying to do one thing and then the other. Josh, will you tell us about buy, no buy?
Yes, I will. So, Wells, what are you drinking?
Currently,
buy, no buy. You need to set up buy, no buy, Josh. These are the rules that nobody listens to because everybody has already pressed fast forward to the next episode.
I want to punch him, Wells. I really do. Anyways, we're going to talk about buy, no buy.
Did I brought and you want to punch me?
The beers that we have been drinking on.
Back for you from Nashville.
All right. The beers that we have been drinking, it's a very simple scale. It's a 1 or a 0. If you ever want to donate a beer to us, hit us up, contact craftbeercast.com. Wells, what are you drinking?
Well, because I don't have any, I'm still trying to like clear out some space in the fridge. So I decided to break out a bottle of something absolutely delicious from my quote unquote cellar. It is Wake of Vultures, which is a black barley wine. This is the double vanilla, triple barreled Wake of Vultures, which should come out in November. It is sitting in at a very beautiful 16.5% ABV. Nice. Yeah, so I asked Liz to pour herself a glass. She did. I took the rest of it upstairs. I get a text saying,
"Is that, a euphemism?"
Nope. She says that barley wine, in quotes, is better than I thought. Now I wish I'd grabbed more. So Liz is going to buy this. I am absolutely going to. This is a fucking stout. I'm sorry. I know it says black barley wine, but bullshit. Right. This is absolutely amazing and
great.
This thing would absolutely kill at a barley wine bonanza. So I'm really sad.
I somehow didn't get the invite this year. So
I didn't either.
Yeah, because I wasn't on Facebook to get the invite. And
So it's your fault. That track.
Probably. I also don't live there and don't really care. It is absolutely amazing. It will release on Black Friday at the Vale. So it's part of like,
don't forget that I have a bottle of, that medal winning Divine Barrel barley wine.
Oh, I haven't forgotten. Also a black barley wine.
Yes. So when yours drops, let me know. I will do the honors and give you the PayPal back that you sent me and we can do a trade. It's all good.
Sounds good. Yeah. This is an absolute mega buy. This is one of the best fucking beers I've had in a hot mix. Nice. What are y'all drinking on?
Yeah.
Going back to the last episode, we were talking about the GABF winners. Single Hill won a silver medal for their fresh hot pale ale called Six Sisters. Six Sisters is like a mountain range kind of in the general area, but it has fresh hop or fresh wet Peralt, double R in CLS Citra, fresh dried double R Simcoe, Loftus Crush, Gooding Cashmere, and Morier Mosaic. It's a 5.5%.
Good Lord, that's a lot of hops.
It's a lot of hops. It's a lot of hops, and it's a 5.5% beer, and it has that taste of an IPA, but it's super light and easy drinking. And as much as I love I love cold IPAs because it drinks like this, but it's like 2% more alcohol. But But this is excellent. I understand why they won. It's fantastic. Thanks, Rich, for singling this one out. Single Hill. See what I did there. And no, this is absolutely fantastic. It's a huge buy. Josh?
Yeah, this is a... it's weird because it's a hot bomb, but it's not, right? Like,
yeah,
you sit there and told
it's
me all
those
hot
bomb.
Yeah, you told me all those hops, and I'm just like, good Lord. And they're all here, but none of them are overwhelming. Yep. None of them are aggressive. And it's a very light bodied beer.
Yeah. So I know we didn't really talk about what I did at the beginning of the show, but I just did a bottle share at the Buzz. And we had kind of set it up purposefully for this past weekend because I was going to have all of my, not all of, but a good chunk of my fresh hop beer back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really neat to see, like, even the like, it was a really cool crowd we had, more than we'd ever had. Some people like stouts, some people like German beer, some people like Belgians, some people like wheats. There's like this great mix. Everybody was bringing different stuff. But the fresh hop beers really went over well because they are hoppy, but a fresh hop hoppy beer isn't as aggressive.
Yes.
And so it really sang to a lot of people. Like, it was really neat to see, like, everybody like, okay, that's really good. I can get into that. I'm like, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But also you're welcome, but I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, this is absolutely fantastic. Big, huge buy. Next beer up.
Oddly enough, every once in a while we get these oddball Fremont drops. And so I have seen this base beer called Lush. It's a regular IPA. And this is the, so, you know, I grabbed the fresh hop version. I had this on tap. It was amazing. And you know, it's Fremont, it's a fresh hop, you know, like we had Queechee Cannon, last show,
yeah,
and now we're having the fresh hop Lush. This is outstanding. I love this as well. Again, it's that it's an IPA, you know, it's an IPA, but it isn't like this hugely bitter, like smack you in the face. It's subtle, it's nuanced. I just love what they do with fresh hops, and so it's a big buy for me. Josh?
Yeah, this is very subtle and very nuanced, not smacky in the face. but still has that kind of traditional classic, like, it gets you in the end, you can get it at a little bit on the tail, on the back of your tongue. And that was here?
The regular was here, not the
okay.
Fresh hop, obviously.
Okay, I was about to say, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to get real confused. Anyways, yes, I will buy this. Yeah. Final beer up.
Final beer up. A beer that we've never had on the show from Divine Barrel. This is called Finger Guns. It is an Imperial IPA. It's coming in at 9%.
How have we never had Finger Guns?
It's just...
Yeah, no kidding.
Sometimes life finds a way. I don't know. In the wrong way. I will say, in fairness, when I bought this beer, it was a day old. I was in there on a Thursday. It had been canned on a Wednesday. You know, like, you know, it is a very, very, very good beer. I feel like it has lost a little something. Plus, also, after having everything else we've had tonight, my palate's a little toast.
Yeah. I will argue that's always kind of the negative about doing the fresh hop series, is that by the time we get to the end of the show too, you're just like, I'm spent.
And now you understand where I am with that fresh hop festival.
Yeah.
It was excellent. I'm glad I went, but it's really difficult. The way I've been describing to people is like, imagine if you went to a festival for apples.
Yeah.
These are all apples. They're all slightly different, but after a while you're like, I'm tired of apples.
Yeah. Oh, this one tastes like this one. Cool.
Yeah. That being said, Finger Guns is an annual release from Divine Barrel. It's absolutely worth your time. It's so great. I'm a big fan. I'm a big buy. Josh?
Yeah, you know, me saying, like, how have we never had this on the show? Obviously, I'm familiar with it. It sounded like Wells was, too. Like, how we've never had it on the show is beyond me. This is a very solid beer.
It's very great.
Again, to the point of we have had a bunch of fresh hop stuff, it does get a little lost and things, but I don't think that's any detriment to this beer.
Not at all.
I feel like this is 100% worth your time.
All right, so I tap that.
It's pretty simple. Out of the beers that we've had on the show, what would you put on your real or supposed kegerator? We already know where Wells is going to go because he only had one,
right.
Which was the Black Barley wine. Yeah. But what about you? Right.
Yeah, I'm tapping the Six Sisters. It is light. It is hoppy. It has complexity. And it's also easy drinking. Like, it's. I understand why they got a medal at GABF. Why, I understand why they got a reward.
They got a reward.
Josh, how about you?
Fuck you. I'm going to reward Six Sisters with an eye tap that as well. Because, whew, that was really good. That was
very good.
Really good.
Very, very good.
Very impressed with the hop medley on it. And, yep. Man, it sings.
And you know, like, what's neat about that, too, is, like, for the last couple of years, we've had the fresh hops on the show. And I'm like, I'm not going to bring all of the Single Hill beers on the show again because we've done them for years and years and years.
Right.
But this was a new one. Yeah. And I'm glad we got to have this one on.
So absolutely. Super fun. So, Jeff, we're at the end of the show. Where are we at?
Come check us out. Go on to your browser of choice. Hopefully you don't use an AI person thing to go surf for you. But go to craftbeercast.com. You can find links to our old episodes, our Patreon. Please support us. Facebook. We won't post AI videos of airplanes dropping poop on people. Wells, where can they find you?
They can find me at All the Wells on Instagram. Josh, where can they find you besides right here?
Besides right here, he took your story number.
Whoa. The demons are coming out in Wells all of a sudden. You Skyped out a second. It was kind of cool sounding. I don't know if it'll come through on the recording. We'll find out. Anyways, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend. Tell somebody. Don't forget about our subreddit, /r/craftbeercast. We'll update you. And just tell a friend. Tell somebody. You know, the fact that you're listening to the show, word of mouth helps us tremendously. And other than that, we will talk to you all next Thursday.